USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the midterm elections just months away, Republicans are eyeing the chance of possibly retaking control of Congress. This comes as Americans are dealing with inflation hitting a 40-year high and a spike in gas prices. Speaking on ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain positively cites the March jobs report as a sign the economy is moving in the right direction.
The unemployment rate down to 3.6%. There's only been 3 months in 50 years where it's been that low. Record job creation. We're bringing the deficit down.
The Internal Criminal Court is opening an investigation into possible Russian war crimes in Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg saying he strongly welcomes the investigation. This announcement comes amid reports of many bodies of civilians found along the streets of Kyiv. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Fines are being handed out over the Democrats' use of a fake document.
The Federal Election Commission has fined Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign $8,000 and the Democratic National Committee $105,000 for obscuring their funding of the Steele dossier, a 2016 opposition research report that sought to highlight alleged links between Donald Trump and Russia that caused a firestorm of allegations and investigations that shook the early months of Trump's presidency. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Gas prices are down slightly this weekend. AAA saying the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $4.20 a gallon. That's down from last week's average of $4.24. California still has the highest gas in the nation at $5.86. And no one won last night's Powerball, meaning the jackpot for Monday will rise to $231 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
A new report is going into detail on how a state handled a January snowstorm.
A report released Friday found that the Virginia Departments of Emergency Management and Transportation, along with state police, collectively lost situational awareness and failed to keep up with growing gridlock during a January snowstorm that left hundreds of drivers stranded. There were no deaths or injuries reported from the gridlock that occurred on I-95 south of Washington, D.C. The report did not assign blame to any single person or agency, noting that first responders faced unusually heavy snowfall, busier than normal traffic, and COVID-related staffing shortages, all while dealing with a highway that's congested, even in the best of circumstances. Officials have vowed to thoroughly go through the report and its recommendations. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The Tennessee Senate passed legislation that would withhold funding from school districts that allow biological males to participate in female sports. The bill assigns unspecified financial penalties to the Tennessee law passed in 2021 that prohibits males from playing in female sports. The bill now heads to Governor Bill Lee's desk for his signature. North Carolina will take on Kansas in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Both teams scoring 81 points on Saturday. Tip-off for the championship game is Monday, just past 9:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.